Everyone who watches television coverage of the war in Iraq is getting used to swooping down into Baghdad neighborhoods on a magic carpet of digital software using satellite images. It allows TV anchors to roam through the city streets that reporters are describing over telephones. The small company that developed the software, called EarthViewer, is reaping an unexpected bonanza of publicity. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The software you're seeing on television is called EarthViewer. CNN probably uses it more than any other network. Here's Miles O'Brien, the network's military analyst.
We just got a brand new piece of satellite imagery, which was taken at 10:30 in the morning, Baghdad time. And as I bring it in slowly, you will see oil fires coming through here.
The image sweeps down on the city, and we see the black smears of fire spreading across the screen. Then O'Brien, using the satellite images to illustrate damage done by bombs to one of Saddam Hussein's palaces, speaks almost as if he's in Baghdad himself.
We went over to the Al-Salam Palace, which we know now has been struck twice. Take a look at this image here, and I can show you the before and after as I go between the current image, which was, as I say, taken early this morning, and the previous image, which is the one we had from at least a year ago.
Then O'Brien credits the companies that have made these views possible.
We thank our friends at Digital Globe and EarthViewer.com for making that possible to give us our own armchair ability to do bomb damage assessment.
Digital Globe operates the satellite that takes the pictures, and Keyhole makes the software called EarthViewer that provides the virtual flight over Baghdad. John Hanke is the CEO of Keyhole, a small 20-person startup in Silicon Valley. He says the use of Keyhole software to illustrate a war is a surprise.
We set out to create a product that could be used by consumers for things like planning vacations, looking for a new apartment or house, planning outdoor activities like hiking and mountain biking, and to create a tool which could be used by business.
Right now, a year-long subscription to EarthViewer.com costs about $50 for consumers, and you'll need a high-speed DSL or cable internet connection to make it work. Those television on-air credits, part of Keyhole's business deal with the networks, have driven heavy internet traffic to the EarthViewer website.
We've been inundated. Our servers were knocked offline for a couple of days. Most of the engineers here have deep bags under their eyes. They've been spending the night in the office. We've been building out more servers and really struggling to keep up with the crush of visitors to the website.
One of the more remarkable features of EarthViewer is its 3D capabilities. As you zoom in on a location from high above the Earth, you can tilt the perspective and see the hills and valleys of the terrain. You can dip into the Grand Canyon, for example, or fly down the streets of Manhattan. John Hanke describes what makes it work.
The technology is a marriage of video game technology, technology that was developed for military flight simulators. We put all those things together, and we get the ability to seamlessly roam and interact with this very, very large and detailed model of the Earth.
Digital Globe, the company that takes the satellite pictures, says it will not show images of Iraq that might reveal U.S. troop positions. For American cities, Keyhole has combined photos taken by low-flying aircraft with the overhead satellite pictures to add even more detail. Type in any address in most American cities, and the software will take you to the building and its street. Useful if you want to see if that vacation condo is really on the beach. Keyhole has seen its subscriptions double since the beginning of the war. The company hopes that when people explore its other uses, they will stick with the service when the war is over. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.